Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 4th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Mac Stadium. Apple continues to restrict employee travel in response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. In a memo to employees this week, Apple announced that it is instituting a new set of restrictions for travel to Italy and South Korea. Apple says that employees are only allowed to travel to these regions, as well as China, for, quote, business-critical reasons. Apple also says that all requests must be approved by an Apple vice president. Apple is also encouraging employees to use virtual meetings whenever possible, including canceling any travel plans that could also be accomplished through video calls. And furthermore, Apple says that deep cleaning protocols are its top priority right now. This covers retail stores, offices, and employee shuttles. And Apple is also placing hand sanitizer stations at the front of all of its retail stores for customers. But one of the looming questions is WWDC 2020. It may seem early to start speculating about this, but both Facebook and Google, as well as others, have recently canceled their annual developer conferences over coronavirus fears. Google made the announcement yesterday and said that the physical component of its I/O developer conference is canceled for this year. It was scheduled for May 12th through May 14th, which is just 3 weeks before WWDC usually takes place. But Apple hasn't made any official announcements just yet, though at this point it's growing increasingly likely that WWDC won't happen as it usually does this year. In other news, an anonymous Twitter user who has previously leaked numerous accurate details about Apple's product lineups has returned today. This time, the source suggests that Apple has an update for the iMac and Mac Mini coming soon. Apple last updated the Mac Mini in 2018, which was its first update since 2014. This update represented a major boost in power for the Mac Mini, and it also brought USB-C connectivity for the first time. The 21 and 27-inch iMacs were updated last spring with new 6-core and 8-core Intel CPUs, as well as new Radeon Pro Vega graphics options. But whether or not Apple has extensive updates planned for the iMac and Mac Mini this year is unclear. The most likely scenario is that these are performance-focused updates that could theoretically be announced through press releases rather than at an Apple keynote. The Twitter account also corroborates claims that the new iPad Pro models are on the way with updated camera hardware. The refreshed iPads are expected to feature the same triple-lens camera design as the iPhone 11 Pro, but with a new time-of-flight 3D sensor. These updated iPad models are expected to come sometime this spring. The CoinX account on Twitter has previously been the source of several accurate iPhone rumors, including naming for the iPhone XS and iPhone 11. The account took a hiatus for several months, but it's back today with these cryptic new tweets. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. The Mac speculation doesn't stop with the Mac Mini and iMac today, though. According to Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, we can expect 6 new Apple products with mini LED this year, including a new 14.1-inch MacBook Pro. According to Kuo, the 14-inch MacBook Pro will replace the 13-inch model in Apple's lineup. This comes after Apple replaced the 15-inch MacBook Pro with a 16-inch version last year. And in addition to the mini LED panel, we can also expect the 14-inch MacBook Pro to feature Apple's new Scissor Switch Magic Keyboard. But the 14-inch MacBook Pro is set to be just one of the many LED products Apple will release across 2020. The others include a 12.9-inch iPad Pro, a 27-inch iMac Pro, a 16-inch MacBook Pro, and a 10.2-inch iPad and iPad Mini. Quo doesn't offer specific release dates for any of the products other than the iMac Pro, which he says is coming in Q4 of this year. This would be the first update to the iMac Pro since its introduction in December of 2017. And while there had been doubts about the future of the product, Quo says the update is on its way. The analyst also notes that Apple's plans to release these mini LED products are unaffected by the coronavirus outbreak and that research and development is moving along at its normal pace. Quo has said that Apple is interested in adopting mini LED screen panels as they offer a wide, rich color gamut, high contrast ratios, high dynamic range, and localized dimming. Mini LED is also believed to result in thinner panels that are more power efficient, and they don't suffer burn-in like traditional OLED. So if you believe Quo's investor note, then Apple has a busy year ahead announcing these new mini LED products, including iPads and Macs. Last but not least today, Apple has released the fourth developer and public betas of iOS 13.4, and we've got the details on that in the show notes below. We've also got the first episode of the new 9-to-5 Mac podcast called Apple at Work, hosted by Bradley Chambers and covering the latest in enterprise and K-12 news for Apple. You can subscribe to Apple at Work at the link in the show notes below or by searching for the show in your podcast player of choice. That wraps up another episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily.